During the recently held 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly, Prime Minister the Honorable Dr. Ralph Gonsalves held several high-level meetings with members of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC. Speaking on NBC's face-to-face program, the Prime Minister, who is currently serving as pro tempore president of CELAC, explained that there was a historic meeting with the Quartet of CELAC, the leadership of the African Union, and the chairman of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM.
Among the highlights certainly were the historic meeting between CELAC and the African Union.
Mm-hmm.
The Quartet of CELAC, that is to say, the current pro tempore president, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the immediate past pro tempore president, the president of Argentina, the incoming from the end of February next year, the president of Honduras, and of course, the chair of CARICOM, plus the leadership of the African Union, the president of the chair of the African Union, and other officials, including the chairman of the African Union Commission, which is headquartered in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. We agreed there on the establishment of a CELAC African Union Permanent Commission. And then within that, the Africa Brazil Caribbean Diaspora Commission, the ABCD Commission, which is an initiative of the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Additionally, the Prime Minister also met with a senior United States diplomat in his capacity as pro tempore president to explore the possibility of having a CELAC meeting with the United States.
In my capacity as pro tempore president of CELAC, also met a senior U.S. diplomat at the mission of the U.S. in New York to explore the possibilities of having a CELAC meeting with the United States of America. This would also be another first, because CELAC has never formally met the U.S. government. There's been a tendency for hemispheric matters to take place, discussion to take place within the councils of the OAS. Well, that will still continue, but there are a number of matters which we need to deal with the whole of CELAC, outside of the context of the OAS. For instance, migration. And there are countries which didn't participate on, they weren't invited or didn't participate at the highest level in the Summit of the Americas last year. Last year. That are critical to this discussion on migration, for instance. But there are other areas.
With today's CELAC report, I'm Calvin Harry.